Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Farming is more than a livelihood. It's a legacy. Simplot was founded by a hardworking farmer like you over 90 years ago, and we've been growing America's farms for generations. With local crop advisors grounded in your success, Simplot Grower Solutions is in your fields and by your side. We dig in deep to pinpoint what you need, where you need it, when you need it, even when the forecast is unpredictable. Find your local crop advisor at SimplotGrowerSolutions.com.
Animal health is key to your business. How do you track cattle health treatments? Stop relying on pen and paper or complicated programs. Performance Beef helps you record processing data, enter costs, and track animal health history, all in real time at the chute. The mobile app also makes it easy to log pasture and pen treatments on the go. Your health data is integrated with feed and financial information in one easy-to-use platform, accessible from your computer, smartphone, or tablet. Find Performance Beef online to request a demo. Well, the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates were released on Friday, the latest WASD. I spoke with Allendale's Rich Nelson to give us an update on wheat.
Now, as far as the wheat discussion, we did have some mixed discussions. USDA did both a resurvey effort for acreage for small grains, and really for wheat, that really didn't change the story too much, only up 180,000 acres. That was offset by a yield decline, 0.3 bushels an acre. So production in this case was lowered by 5 million bushels. Not a big surprise there. USDA did address some export concern, and therefore stocks were raised, 592 to now 615. Pretty much wasn't the trade expectation, though, here.
Would you consider this to be a little bit negative, though, for the hard red winter wheat side of things?
You know, we will point out that numbers were raised, and a lot of us might wonder if with active harvest, what type of discussion that would have been here in prior weeks. But our discussion now is that we're wrapping up our argument here with that perhaps this wheat hard red fared relatively well considering our weather challenges earlier this year. So overall, some stout numbers, but not too out of bounds here.
What did we see for the livestock numbers this time?
You know, livestock was a really interesting discussion, especially on the cattle side. As a primer, remember that last month we've been discussing that the idea that USDA's prior views on 2024 beef production were pretty out there, so to speak. They were suggesting a 9% cut in next year's beef production. Most of us on the private side are at maybe a 4 or 5% cut for next year. So even though USDA did raise their beef production number for next year, stout, 465 million pounds, it's still not really that much of a bearish argument. They're still suggesting a 7% cut.
Once again, that's Allendale's Rich Nelson. You can find our complete results and conversation at OklahomaFarmReport.com. August crop production of USDA was also released on Friday. It reflected a small amount of abandoned acres across Oklahoma compared to the July report, resulting in a crop that is virtually the same size as the one that was produced in 2022. NAS reduced the harvested acres by 50,000 acres. The trade was reporting that farmers had to abandon those acres due to rains that caused mud and weed problems. With 2.55 million acres being harvested, the yield per acre was left unchanged from July to August, resulting in Oklahoma's winter wheat crop called 68.85 million bushels, up from 68.6 million bushels in 2022. Now, even though there was a sizable amount of wheat still to be harvested in early July in Kansas, the estimates in July were held in place in the August report for the nation's largest wheat-producing state, with Kansas farmers harvesting 6.5 million acres with a disappointing 32 bushels per acre for a 208 million bushel crop. That's 15% less than the 2022 crop for Kansas and well under their long-term average of 330 million bushels. You've got farm news on Ron.
Hey Oklahoma, Monica Collison here with Union Mutual Insurance. For 85 years, Union Mutual has been the preferred choice for insurance in rural Oklahoma. We've been here with you through the storms, the good times and the bad, and we'll continue to stand with you and by you in this great state of Oklahoma. When it's time to insure your rural property, give us a call or visit us at unionmutualic.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.